következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
I didn't have the typical aspirations of becoming a firefighter or a pilot, I guess. I got in touch with visual art through drawing and painting through my dad at a really early age. I was completely obsessed by Tintin et Milou, you know, Tim und Struppi in German, this comic series from Belgium, and started repainting their the comic books, basically. And then I got into more like elaborate aspects of like drawing and painting. So that was my first big passion, and really for a long time, when I was like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, it looked like I was really going to get into drawing and painting for a living. Then I somehow stumbled into music, and that kind of changed my life. My first show was a Bryan Adams concert that I attended as an 8-year-old with my dad. and that was the first time I was in a big crowd, you know, in front of a stage. And then I soon got into Guns N' Roses, about 1989, and got completely obsessed with that band. Axl Rose was one of my biggest idols as a young teenager, you know, like being 9 to, let's say, 12 years old, basically. And that was the first real encounter, like passionate encounter with music. And then I got into hardcore and punk rock and metal when I was like maybe 13 years old, 14 years old. The first important bands for me were bands like Sick of It All, Strife, Gorilla Biscuits, you know, the old New York City hardcore stuff, basically. It was a cover band playing hardcore classics in a shitty rehearsal room in my small town where I'm from. 8,000 people living there, and we had a rehearsal space on my parents' property, basically, where we could make noise until the early morning hours. I moved to Berlin in 2001 with the clear ambition to start a band. That was what I wanted to do. Started looking for people at shows, passing out flyers, you know, like trying to meet people who were like-minded and had the same ideas. And that took a long time. In the early days of the band, we were more organized like a collective of artists and musicians than a real band. If all you have to offer in the early days of starting a band is, you know, a lousy band name, then, you know, you can't find people that are like really good because they're all taken by other bands already. So that's always like the vicious circle, you know, that you have to get out of somehow to find really talented musicians. But then who are you? Like, what do you have to offer? You know, I had nothing to offer but ideas, basically. And I had this vision what I wanted to do with this band. And fortunately, I managed to get some people excited about these visions. And they, you know, stuck with me through the heavy, difficult first times. And that's how this band slowly started rolling. I think we're pretty much going to take the chance tonight to play our latest album, Pelagio, in its entirety, from the very beginning to the very end. This is how the album was written. This is how it was meant to be performed live, and we will play it in the same order as on the record, so people kind of know what to expect, I guess. But it only makes sense, you know, it is a concept album that's a journey from the surface to the bottom of the sea, so it naturally starts at one point and finishes at one point. And once you know that, then it's kind of predictable, but I really like that. I like it when bands play their albums, you know. I think it has a strong coherence to it if you do that. Although you know which song comes next, you know, it's still like, there's a reason why the songs are in this order. No, I'm totally fine with predictability in this regard. We'll be right back. I write all the music and the lyrics, pretty much. Writing for this band is a very intimate process. It's not like, you know, your typical rehearsal room jam band where everyone brings riffs into the room and then you see what happens, you know, and you click between the four or five people in the band. Writing for us is more like a classical approach to it, really. I write music at home alone. I program the drum beats, I write the guitars, I write all the string arrangements, and then I play it to the other guys. And then, of course, we start working on it, we start tweaking certain parts, you know, and changing certain parts. But generally, the whole writing process is kind of like centralized within one person, and that has been me for the past album. For the one before that, Anthropocentric, our other guitar player, Jonah, has also been writing a couple of songs. But also in that case, it was, you know, his own songs that he wrote, and I wrote my own songs, and then we put them together. It's not really that we jam together and see what happens. So we're very scheduled in that regard. Very classical composed music.
Yeah. Oh,
one of the really cool things about playing the band for me is that you have these two very different realms, the live realm that I just described and then the studio realm. And by the time you get sick of one of them, it's okay to get sick of it, because then you can do the other one, you know? So right now we've been touring the whole year. This is like the last tour we're doing this year. It's gonna feel great to go home. It's gonna feel great to go back in the studio to record some stuff, because now I'm really excited about just being home and waking up in my own bed, you know? And then by the time you're really exhausted and burned out from the studio work and you've, you know, just like really put so much work into an album, then it's okay because it's over and you go out and you tour for a year. So it's always, it's oscillating between these two states, you know, that are both equally satisfying. But with anything in life, if you do it too much, it gets boring, so.
Let me see your heart.